From IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, February 12th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the Illinois State Board of Education's new plan to bring up literacy rates. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Black health advocacy groups are calling on the state to properly fund Black-led HIV and AIDS treatment providers. They say the Illinois Department of Public Health is behind on releasing grant dollars through the African American HIV/AIDS Response Act. In a statement, IDPH said they know more can be done and are creating a temporary team to help providers through the application process. Advocate Creola Hampton says centers could shut down without funding.
It is because of the red tape and the bureaucracy of our government that the money is not getting to where it needs to. The black legislators do the work. We need the government agencies to do the work as well.
While black people make up 15% of the population in Illinois, they make up almost half of the people living with HIV, according to the 2020 census. The federal application for free student aid, or FAFSA, has a new format this year. It's meant to make it easier for applicants to fill out the form. But Illinois Student Newsroom Stephanie Mosqueda reports it's also created problems for some students.
To apply for federal financial aid, students or dependents need their parents to create an account. In the past, undocumented parents could print out a paper form to submit by mail. That process was moved entirely online this year, but there's an error on the website. Parents creating accounts are being asked for a Social Security number, which parents who are undocumented don't have. This has affected Jocelyn Salgado, a junior at the University of Illinois.
I do rely on my financial aid to be able to attend this university and to be able to live here on campus specifically. So if my financial aid were to be lowered, I would have to make lots of cuts.
The FAFSA website says students in the situation will not be able to complete the form until the issue is resolved. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, Illinois Student Newsroom.
The number 10 overall Fighting Illini men's basketball team lost on the road yesterday to the Michigan State Spartans 88-80. Despite the loss, Illinois senior guard Terrence Shannon Jr. led both teams with 28 points and 7 rebounds. The Illini now have an overall record of 17-6 and are 8-4 in Big Ten conference play. Illinois will host the Michigan Wolverines next on Tuesday, February 13th at 6 p.m. Still to come, we'll learn more about the Illinois State Board of Education's new plan to bring up literacy rates. That story is next on 217 Today.
Attention Call the Midwife fans. Friends of WILL can stream each new episode of the show 30 days before it premieres with Passport. For season 13, it's 1969 and a surge in hospital births puts maternity beds in high demand across the nation. Thanks to the dedication of the women of Nonatus House, Poplar manages the influx exceptionally well. Watch episode 1 now with WILL Passport. Stream episode 2 beginning Friday, February 23rd. Learn more about Passport at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. The Illinois State Board of Education has adopted a new plan to bring up literacy rates. As IPM's Emily Hayes reports, it emphasizes teaching strategies like phonics.
Raid.
Raid.
Add buck to the beginning.
Raid.
Ride.
Ride.
Add foot to the beginning.
Ride.
Raidle.
Raidle.
You can tell by her enthusiasm that teacher Kelly Ali Khan used to be a cheerleader. Today, she's teaching second graders, including Calvin Cohen at Mead Park Elementary in Danville, how to sound out words.
The super why swatter?
Swatter, yep.
Starts why?
Started swatting.
And usually each week we just have a new sound of the week to work on. So we practice it and then Fridays we test on it.
This is called phonics, and she's doing what research says is the best way to teach young children how to read.
Reading is a newer advent in human history.
That's Erica Tiemann. She's the Director of Standards and Instruction for the Illinois State Board of Education. She says most kids need explicit instruction, including what sounds letters make, or phonics.
And so our brain is not naturally hardwired to know how to read.
In 2001, Congress commissioned a study that found systematically teaching kids to sound out words works better than using the whole language strategy. That's where students focus more on guessing words based on story context. But whole language theory has been very influential, and Tanaya York says not enough kids are learning phonics. She's a former principal and a literacy consultant.
You can't have classrooms where students doing a lot of independent reading in time but haven't really learned how to read.
In fact, 38% of Illinois students didn't have basic reading skills by the fourth grade in 2022, according to the National Assessment of Educational Progress. That's just above the national average. Black and Hispanic children are even less likely to be proficient than white children.
And we have not been serving our Black children well. We need to interrogate why. And if they are not learning how to read, then we need to be looking at what structures we need to put in place.
It's the reason York joined the Illinois Early Literacy Coalition. This group of parents and educators got a law passed last year. It required the State Board of Education to create a literacy plan, which was adopted on January 24th. Erica Tiemann helped write the plan. While phonics plays a key role, it isn't the only thing in it.
It is a foundational skill. It's not the entire focus of the plan, but it's definitely an important piece of literacy, evidence-based literacy instruction.
Mead Park principal Tanner DeLoyer wishes he learned more about phonics when he was first training to become a middle school teacher.
I also wish I had more of a primary mindset teaching fifth grade, because I think it would have made me a better teacher.
But the new plan is just a guide for school districts. They don't have to do anything different under the law, and that's a concern for York.
It's like we're inviting people to try to do the right thing. Like, that's kind of how it's written. That makes me say it may not have the impact that we would want it to really have.
Tiemann says mandating changes would be difficult because so many administrators and teachers would have to learn so much in a short period of time. And she says mandates are not always effective.
Generally, if you can get people to critically reflect on their practices and really identify, you know, we may need to consider changes to this and get them to arrive at those conclusions on their own, the adoption of that work that needs to be done and the ownership of that work is going to be on them.
In between classes, Mead Park principal Tanner DeLoyer says phonics has already been a focus in Danville Public Schools since the district adopted a new reading curriculum a few years ago, so very little will change.
And really just getting every staff member trained with that and being on the same page so we have a common language across the board. And students, you know, even though mobility is high across the district and in Mead Park, students will have the same instruction throughout.
Despite high poverty rates, the school is doing well, according to the state report card. Black students improved faster in reading last year than their peers at almost any other school in East Central Illinois. The state has to prepare training courses for teachers and administrators on the lessons in the literacy plan by January 2025. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 45 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Stephanie Mosqueda, Colin Highslope, and Emily Hayes. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.